Welcome to the Real Estate Master Minute, the ultimate destination for real estate professionals seeking to elevate their careers to new heights. On this show, I'm dedicated to equipping you with tips, tricks, and ideas you need to thrive in the dynamic world of real estate. Today, we're diving into the art of text message follow-up, a powerful tool for realtors to engage with clients and prospects. Text messaging offers a convenient and immediate way to stay in touch, but requires finesse and strategy to be effective. In this episode, we'll help you master the art of text message follow-up while maintaining professionalism. Let's get started. Text messaging is a valuable tool for real estate professionals to stay connected with clients and prospects. Unlike emails or phone calls, texts offer a quick and convenient way to communicate, making them the ideal for follow-up interactions. Texts are more likely to be read promptly, increase the chance of timely response and engagement. By mastering the art of texts, realtors can build stronger relationships, provide excellent customer service, and ultimately close more deals. Key elements for effective text message follow-up. Timing. Send follow-up texts at appropriate times, such as after property viewing, to thank the client for their time and gather the feedback. Avoid sending texts late at night or early in the morning to respect the recipients and your schedule. Personalization. Personalize your text by addressing the recipient by name and referencing previous interactions or discussions. That way they know who it is and who it's coming from. This demonstrates that you value the individuality and are invested in their needs. Be clear and concise. Keep your text focused and to the point. Avoid unnecessary details or jargon. Clearly communicate the purpose of the text and any action steps you'd like the recipient to take. Professionalism. Maintain a professional tone and demeanor in your texts, using proper grammar and punctuation. Avoid using slang or abbreviations that may come across as unprofessional. Respect boundaries. Respect the recipient's preferences and boundaries regarding communication. They prefer text? Text them. They prefer calls? Call them. If they prefer emails, email them. Honor their wishes and use all alternative methods to follow up. Tips and tricks for effective text message follow-up. Use text templates. Create text message templates for common follow-up scenarios, such as post-showing follow-ups or appointment reminders. This is going to help save time and ensure consistency in your messaging. Include links and resources. When you use your text to provide links to relevant resources, such as property listings, or market reports to provide added value to the recipient. Follow up with personal touches. Follow up to the text messages with personal touches, such as a handwritten note or small gifts. This is going to show your appreciation and it'll help strengthen your relationship as well. Mastering the art of text follow-up is a valuable skill for real estate professionals looking to provide excellent customer service and build a stronger relationship with their clients and prospects. By implementing the tips and tricks and strategies we've discussed in this episode, you can leverage text messaging to stay connected, provide value, and ultimately achieve greater success in your real estate business. Thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. Please like and share if you got something out of this podcast or you know somebody that will. Also, please leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. Finally, jump on over to Facebook. Like Real Estate Mastery Minute. That way you get updates when new episodes and blog posts come out. And send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. I hope you have a great day. God bless, and we'll talk to you guys soon.